Kira Isabella.
Hello.
How has this weekend been treating you here in Calgary?
It's been so good. Calgary is one of my favorite cities in Canada. It's so beautiful, and I feel like the country fans in Alberta are some of the best. And yeah, I just did Fan Village, and it was really fun. I'm excited.
So you're getting ready to go out on the second leg of the Out on the Town tour.
I am.
How did the first leg go?
It was incredible. I was a little bit nervous because it was the longest tour I've been on, and the first time I was on a tour bus with 11 new people that I, you know, I didn't know Aaron very well before, but they really welcomed me with open arms, and I'm looking forward to going out with them again. It's such an amazing thing to be able to play a show every night for a month straight, you know?
Oh, were there any standout moments throughout the tour at all, or...?
I mean, I think honestly just getting to sing my song, We Should Be Together, with Aaron every night was really special. And I feel like, you know, I just learned a lot from him from that. And like that whole moment, I'm looking forward to doing that again every night. It's going to be fun.
So are you the one that injured David James in Northern Ontario?
I was not, but I was there. I had just put my skates on. I literally just got on the ice and I was like, you know, kind of going. And I hear like, oh, like a big fall. I was not the one. He actually is a very, very good hockey player, definitely, and he is a really good skater. We were on a lake, you know, and it was really rough. Yeah. And I think he just hit a bad patch, and I have to tell you though, like, he was looking at me, so he dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah.
So we're in the lobby of the place where we were playing, and he looked at me, and his arm was dangling. Like, it was dangling. And he looks at me, he's like, Kira, how bad is it? And I was like, it's fine. It's not bad at all. It's okay.
No, don't know.
You're fine. Then he went to the emergency room, but still made it back for his show. Like a hero.
Yeah. I had to ask him if you were the one that just came across, just gave him a nice big Gordie Howe elbow, bang.
Stuck out my skate.
Just out of nowhere, just body checked him.
Just ruined his life. No. No, it was fully him. It was his accident.
So what are you looking forward to most about? Like, obviously you said about the being on the road and everything. What else are you looking forward to about leg two?
I mean, we're hitting some other, you know, towns and places that we didn't get to go to on the first leg, so I'm really excited to just share my new music with them, because this time I'm doing a different set of songs than I did last time as well.
Okay.
So I feel like I get to, you know, show the rest of the country. And also, I mean, I truly learned so much from Aaron. His energy is out. Insane, and he gives so much to everybody all the time, and I feel like I learn from him whenever I'm with him, so I'm looking forward to taking that in again, because he's a very good teacher.
I now understand why in the first, like, you went out there for a bit, then you came out, and then he's just gung-ho for the next, like, hour.
And then it's just a party. The whole thing is a party. It's such a fun party. And then David and I come out at the end. It's awesome.
So you said you have a whole new set list. Is there anything else new on your end for the tour?
I mean, I'm excited because I'm putting out a new single. So there's going to be a new single on the radio. So hopefully I'll get to, you know, visit radio and stuff. But I mean, other than that, like, nothing too new, which I'm looking forward to. Like, I know the guys now. We know each other. You know, we all are friends. It's going to be fun.
Oh, you're always welcome to stop by River Country. You're coming to Peace River.
I would love to. If I'm in any way able to, I would love to, for sure.
So, like, you have the new single coming out, and I remember the last time I interviewed you, you talked about when you heard Little Girl, you're like, no, I gotta release this one first.
Yeah.
How do you go about choosing your singles?
It's actually tough. You know, I ask crowds a lot. Like, I'll put the songs that I think that I want to be a single into my live show, and then I'll kind of introduce it before, like, hey guys, I'm thinking about putting this on the radio, like, let me know what you think about it. And I kind of watch how the crowd reacts and how they respond. And, you know, of course there's timing, like, what are other artists putting out, what time of year is it, you know, what vibe is the song. So actually with Soon, I was between two.
Okay.
Soon and Holiday, and I picked Soon because
Holiday seems more like a
summer song, you know, and I just love Soon. Soon is my favorite off the record, I have to say. Soon and I Don't Want to Know That I Wrote are my two favorites, and like I said, the live crowd response has been really good, so I'm looking forward to, you know, putting it out to radio and hearing what people think of it.
When you release side A, then you release side B, why did you release them so close together? Why not spread them out a little bit?
Honestly, it was just timing when I finished the album. And I wanted it to be kind of like an old school, you know, like an EP, like a record. So side A and side B. And I kind of thought, like, the vibe of the song, side A is a little bit more vulnerable, and then side B kind of has, you know, like the more upbeat stuff. But so it really kind of had to do with like the timing of finishing things. I was done one half and we had this whole idea and we just thought, you know what, let's put the first half out. And then I was finished and I couldn't wait, so I put it out.
How many singles can we expect off of the Sides album?
I'm hoping for two more. So I'm hoping for one, the one that I'm releasing next week, and then maybe one after.
Okay.
Next summer, or, you know, sometime.
Is that
going to
be Holiday, maybe Handcuffs? What's
the
plan? I
don't know. What do you think? What would you put out?
I kind of like the Handcuffs song. That one's amusing.
But, I like Handcuffs too.
But maybe that's just because, well, getting to know you a little bit over the years.
Yeah.
I told you this last time I saw you, you're one of the sweetest, kindest people I've ever met in my life.
Thank you. You are so
sweet. And then
too.
To hear you in a song, just
saying I'm going to kick someone's ass.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know why, I just got like white chicks flashbacks. Hold my poodle, hold my poodle,
oh,
hold my
ear. Yeah. Taking my earrings out. Yeah. No, honestly, I got it in me. I'm nice, but I have it in me.
I'm scared to see when that, if that side comes out.
It doesn't come out often, but you don't want to see it.
No.
It's scary. I'm little, but I'm feisty.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. I'm so sorry about yesterday.
That's all right.
Thank you again.